Welcome to Drill on Earnings. We've got first quarter results from AMD and a really interesting quarter with some things doing well and some things doing terribly all at once. Yes, that's possible in semiconductors. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for Futurum Group. When we look at this quarter, of course, Wall Street likes a beat and a miss, and it just wasn't that simple because some parts of the business, as I mentioned, well, the whole business did $5.5 billion in the quarter, gross margins of 47%, operating income $36 million. So pretty profitable quarter for the company, but a fantastic revenue quarter. Although overall, revenues were up just 2%. So what are we to make of a business that's supposed to be, you know, in data centers, in AI? Can AI save this business? Well, the sales could not be saved by AI overall for this business, only 2% year over year. But within the business, some things are doing really well. The PC business, they call it client, and their client business, or PC business, was up 85% year over year. Now, that's nowhere near a record for this company, but it really shows some movement towards what we've been hearing about, that maybe the end of calendar 2024 is going to see new PCs, AI-powered PCs. These guys are seeing orders, and that's a positive sign. But the gaming business, it used to be the biggest business at AMD, absolutely collapsing, down 48% year over year, and kind of dragging the rest of the company with it, because their big data center business actually did well. But gaming was so bad that it couldn't really save the rest of this business. If you look at how the business grows altogether, their embedded business has become a thing. Their gaming revenue, however, declining. So even though the client business is doing better than it was, and as I mentioned, data center, really fantastic growth for AI data centers, but it couldn't make up for the rest of the business. Nonetheless, data centers, so much more important to this business. And as gaming shrinks, maybe less important. Well, the market's still trying to figure this out. So when the stock, the news print hit the tape, it was down 6% and has kind of hung out down there even during the conference call. And for the year, the stock is up 77%, which of course is fantastic, about three times what the S&P 500 has done. But a lot of questions early on in the conference call were about what was going on in AI. Is the spend really happening? And do these guys have any shot at getting market share from NVIDIA? And the word from Lisa Su, the CEO, is, yeah, their MI300 series of chips and other stuff, which is focused on AI. It's a CPU, like in a PC, and a GPU, a graphic processor unit, all in one, that the MI300 is selling. And it's designed just for what the market needs right now. She had really positive things to say, again, suggesting they're taking market share from NVIDIA. She didn't say NVIDIA exactly, but if you're taking market share in AI, that's who you're taking it from. Listen to what she had to say.
So far, things are going quite well. And what we see now is just greater visibility to both current customers as well as new customers committing to MI300. So that gives us the confidence to go from 3.5 to 4 billion. And, you know, I view this as, you know, very much, it's a very dynamic market, and there are lots of customers. We said on the in the prepared remarks that we have over, you know, 100 customers that we're engaged with in both, you know, development as well as deployment. So overall, the ramp is going really well.
So the ramp is going really, really well, and indeed a ramp it is. I'm going to have one more number that's really going to demonstrate that to you right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
AMD first quarter results, a really impressive quarter, impressively good in some places, impressively stinky in other places. So we've got revenue for the quarter of $5.5 billion. That's only up 2% and indeed down from last quarter. And gross profits, who cares? Because really operating profits is what matters. And net income for this company, $123 million. Although, you know, that's up for a lot from what it was a year ago. But I promise you one number that means a whole lot. The data center business is exploding. It was up 80% year over year. CEO Lisa Su saying they're taking market share in AI. That could mean from NVIDIA, interestingly. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. Check me out on X at Corey TV. You can see us on TikTok and Instagram at Drill Down Pod. Robust earnings reports at the Futurum channel, Futurum Group channel on YouTube. Follow, like, dislike if you must. Subscribe, comment. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.